This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the sign that you are a worldwide superstar. That's a six-year-old boy responding to seeing Dolly Parton at the Dollywood opening parade this week.
He's so cute, and we've posted this on our socials. He is in absolute freak-out mode. Like, he cannot believe he's seeing her in person.
Do you think there's anybody... Maybe it's the woman herself, Dolly, that you would act that way too if you saw them in person?
I'm sure there
is. And I'm not saying now because, you know, we've met people and we're a little bit, you know,
well,
seasoned.
No. I probably wouldn't scream like that, but I would feel like that if I walked into The Rock.
Really? The Rock?
Mm-hmm.
I did not see that coming.
Well, there's different avenues you can go down. Like, if you see somebody, you're like, oh God, like Matthew McConaughey, right? You get all flustered, that kind of thing. But I mean, absolute freak out. I can't believe I'm standing in the room with them. Like, you're such a, it would be The Rock, I think, for me.
Wonder if I can make that happen for you. We have a listener who's related to The Rock.
Shut up.
You didn't know that?
No.
I don't want to say anything else on that, but yes, we do. And I wonder if we can make that happen somehow, some way.
When did you become producer, Jessica?
I just know a person who listens to us that is related to The Rock. Anyway, I'm trying to think if there's somebody that I would act that way. And
take out the thing like you got a big crush on him or
I know exactly who it is. I wouldn't scream like that, but I would be struck mute. I wouldn't know what to say. If I ever had a chance to run into Bruce Springsteen in person like that, everyone always asks, would you like to meet Bruce Springsteen or interview Bruce Springsteen? And it's a resounding no, because first of all, what can you ask the man that hasn't been asked before? Mm-hmm. Secondly, I'm going to so act stupid if I ever, I would say something stupid and I'd be angry with myself for the rest of my life. That is how important he is to me. That's how important his music is to me. I know I sound flaky, but
I get it.
If he walked into this room right now, I would love to shake his hand.
I'd be willing to bet that you might actually get a little faint. And I don't mean that like that. I really do. Cause I think you'd probably hold your breath. Your blood pressure would go up. I think it would be like physically.
I know I would start to sweat. Mm-hmm. I know my heart would beat. I know that I would be so in my inner monologue saying, don't even say a word. Don't talk. Don't say something stupid. Because, you know, there's nothing that you can say to him. Mm. At least there's nothing I can say to him. So that's my Dolly scream.
Yeah.
What's your Dolly scream? All right. 833-287-1037. Think on that. And while you do, let's get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to Boots in the Park. Maybe even get you $100 if you can beat Tammy. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Yesterday, producer Jessica was debating whether or not she should do a hair appointment or keep a pole dancing class appointment. And of course, we're like pole dancing, cancel the haircut.
I don't know. I understood the hair appointment. Clearly, we can see you got your hair done. And by the way, it looks fabulous.
Which means you didn't go to the pole dancing class.
Oh, but I did.
You did both?
I did both. I didn't want to do both because it would have meant a very long day, which it was. I ended up not getting home yesterday until like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, geez.
So I am exhausted today, but I went to my first pole dancing class. And
I bet you're really happy that you did now, aren't you?
Well, no, because I'm so in so much pain.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Did you get up on the pole? Is it appropriate for me to ask that?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get up on the pole?
Yes. What else would you do? Hi, come to pole dancing class, but you know what? You're not going to touch it.
Well, I've heard stories that, you know, you spin around, you kind of lift yourself up. Are you doing all that kind of thing, sliding up and down it?
A little bit, yeah.
How sore are your thighs?
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you. I'm so sore. But I did take a moment and talk to my instructor and got a grade on how I did.
You did?
Yep. All right, so I just finished my first class with Aiko. Hi, Aiko.
Hi, how are you?
She was a wonderful instructor. I have to ask first, how did you get into this?
See, I love working out, and I found a Groupon with four classes, and it was $99 for four classes. I went to the Groupon. I loved it the first class. I was the instructor by the second. They hired me, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I did it.
Well, I'll tell you, you have natural ability. You're fantastic, and I had so much fun. I know I failed in the wearing the short shorts. I didn't wear short shorts, so I did fail that. But otherwise, for a first-timer, was I terrible?
No! You stay on the pole. Listen, this class was... These ladies were amazing. Like, the whole class got every move. You got every move. Even though you had on pants, you did it. You're strong.
I tried. And now I'm kind of hooked, because at the end you said, okay, if you want to film. And I said, absolutely not. But now I feel like I'm going to have to come back and do it some more until I get the confidence to be able to film myself. So that's my goal. You've given me a goal.
I love it. I love it. Please go to verticalfitness.com or just call us or email us, and then you can book another V101 class.
All right. I'm doing it.
All right.
I think that's awesome. I want to say. I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. Go ahead.
I do too. But I want to know what she said, even though you had pants on, what does that mean?
So apparently you're supposed to wear short shorts
because
it helps you grip the pole better. Ooh. So I was falling down.
You're sliding on the, imagine.
With my workout pants.
I'd be afraid that you'd burn the inside of your legs.
Well, you're not going at that high velocity of a speed.
Yes. I just remember when I slid down the fire pole.
Well,
at San Diego Fire Station Number 1.
Because
all the way down.
That'd
be a horrible firefighter. And I guess I just always taking it for granted that you're just kind of playing around a pole. But when you see videos of somebody spinning around at a high velocity or holding themselves up, that's actually incredibly difficult.
It's so difficult. Mm-hmm. It felt really good to try and do it. And so my goal is I'm going to try it for a couple months. I want to be able to film myself and feel confident, because I was not feeling confident last night. I looked like a hot mess. But I want to get there.
But you did it.
Yeah, I did.
I'm impressed with that.
Thank you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Mike is in PB. What's up, Mike in PB?
What's going on, kids? How we all doing today? Everybody all ready for Major League Baseball season?
Oh, my God. You've got no idea. Yes, you do. I'm so excited. Hey, do me a favor, pal. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here.
All right. Good luck.
Good God. Someone wound you up today, Mike.
I'm feeling it this morning, man. Oh,
okay.
I'm just feeling it this morning.
I love it. Bring it, man. I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. I also need to remind you, Mike, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Gal Gadot got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. Gal played this superhero in several movies. Who is she?
Wonder Woman.
Bruce Willis had a birthday this week. He played a cop named John McClane in five movies. The first is legendary and is considered to be a Christmas movie. What is it?
It is Die Hard.
Home on the Range, a 2004 animated film starring Roseanne Barr as a cow named Maggie, has been named the worst Disney animated film ever. What was the first? What was the first feature-length animated movie ever made by Disney? Was it Pinocchio, Bambi, or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
It was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
This 2024 animated film starring the voice of Amy Poehler surpassed Frozen 2 as the highest-grossing animated film of all time. What is it?
Highest-grossing animated film in 2020. I have no idea.
Okay, and finally, Top Gun 3 is happening with Tom Cruise and Miles Teller reprising their roles. Cruise plays Maverick. What is Maverick's actual first name?
Oh, my goodness. Go with Rick.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Mike, you going to the home opener next week?
I'm not. I will be taking opening day as I normally do in a sports bar, taking in multiple games.
Okay. Wow. Love that plan. I am trying to throw it out to the universe as I am ticketless right now for the home opener.
I see what you're doing.
I'm just throwing it out to it's called manifesting, Tammy.
Somebody please
I wish
take
I could help John. I swear if I had a ticket, I would give it to you.
Oh, you're the best, Mike. I'd love to see a game with you sometime, pal. I'm being sincere when I say that. And just
I'm down for that. Yeah. Let me know.
All right. Cool, dude. Throwing it out there, by the way. All right, so Mike did 3 out of 5.
Somebody please take me.
Desperate, man. Mike got 3 out of 5.
Nice
Tammy,
job.
Gal Gadot got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Gal played this superhero in several movies.
Wonder Woman.
That's right. As in, I wonder what happened to that crappy sequel.
Oh.
Wow, is it horrible. 1-1, Mike knew that. Bruce Willis had a birthday this week. He played a cop named John McClane in 5 movies. The first is a legendary one and is considered now to be a Christmas movie. What is it?
Die Hard.
2-2. Home on the Range, a 2004 animated film starring Roseanne Barr as a cow named Maggie, has been named the worst Disney animated film ever. What was the first feature-length animated movie ever made by Disney? Was it Pinocchio, Bambi, or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
I believe it was Snow White.
It is. Mike knew that as well. We're knotted at 3. This 2024 animated film, starring the voice of Amy Poehler, surpassed Frozen 2 as the highest-grossing animated film of all time. What is it?
Inside Out 2?
Inside Out 2 is correct. Mike couldn't come up with it. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Top Gun 3 is happening with Tom Cruise and Miles Teller reprising their roles.
Awesome.
Cruise plays Maverick. What is Maverick's actual first name?
I'm so mad at myself.
I didn't know it.
Yes, I know. It's like right... I hear the guy saying his name.
His name is Pete Maverick Mitchell. Mike went with Rick. Rick Maverick. It's actually a pretty cool name for a private eye or something. Anyway, Mike, today Tam beat you by a score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you, my friend.
You are going to Boots in the Park April 5th, starring Old Dominion, Chris Young, Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee at Waterfront Park.
I can't wait because I love Old Dominion and I love Tyler Hubbard.
Awesome.
And I love the other sip.
You're so good. I love everybody.
All right, Mike, you have yourself a great day. Go Pods. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Mike and PB, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John, you brought up Die Hard in the college, and you talked about Die Hard being a Christmas movie. What is your take on it?
I have the unpopular take that it's not, but I'm always told that I'm wrong. Even my own daughters call it a Christmas movie.
Over the weekend, my daughter was over visiting, and we were just looking for something fun to watch. And we found a movie that I hadn't seen in a long time. Ted is a Christmas movie.
Ted, the talking teddy bear, yes. Ted with Mark Wahlberg.
It is a Christmas movie, because does Ted come about?
Yeah, he gets Ted for Christmas. And
he
then
makes a wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Christmas time.
I mean,
it's a Christmas movie.
I mean, okay.
But God, I mean... The movie Ted?
A rather irreverent Christmas movie.
But it is. If you can call Die Hard a Christmas movie, you have to be able to call Ted, which is not appropriate for anyone under, I don't know what age, but 21 maybe.
I love Ted.
I haven't seen it in so long, but and I don't know that I'd ever seen the beginning, and I turned to Kurt and I said, "Oh my God, Ted is a Christmas movie."
That's a really interesting conversation, actually. I've never ever heard Ted to be referred to as a Christmas movie, but right there in the beginning, that's his Christmas present. I just remember the hilarious scene when Ted comes out after he can talk and he literally scares the parents half to death in their reaction.
Mom, Dad, guess what? My teddy bear's alive!
Really? Well, isn't that exciting?
No, Mom, he's really alive! Look!
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Jesus!
Let's all be best friends!
Oh, my God! Oh,
John, God! Get away from that thing! Get over here! Right now!
But, Dad...
Get over here!
Listen to your mother! Come here!
Helen, get my gun!
Dad, no! Is it a hugging gun?
Helen, get my gun and call the police!
I'm sorry, Mr. Bennett. I didn't mean to scare anybody. I just wanted John and I to be friends.
Yeah, Dad, I made a wish last night that Teddy was alive, and my wish came true.
It's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
You nailed it.
I know.
I think if Die Hard can be called a Christmas movie, you have to call Teddy a Christmas movie,
Ted,
too.
Yes.
Gather around, kids. We're going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and then watch Ted.
Wait!
You nailed it, Tammy. Well done. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are so excited to see you tomorrow at KSON's Country Fest. Warren Ziders, Nate Smith, and our headliner, Justin Moore. Please don't wait to get tickets.
Mm-mm. There's only a few available. I would do it right now at KSON.com because even if there are some available tomorrow at the door, the price is going to go up. So don't pay more if you don't have to.
When we say that we are dear friends with Justin Moore, that is not an exaggeration. He's one of our favorite people ever. Mm-hmm. We've known him forever since his career started.
We knew him back before we even moved to San Diego.
When we did move to San Diego, I'm not going to say our coworkers were standoffish to us, but they didn't know us.
No, and you know what it's like when you come into a new workspace and it takes time for people to kind of get to know you.
So we were going to our first Stagecoach, and we knew that we were going to have an interview with Justin Moore. And I had an idea, say, hey, let's pull a prank. Let's get our coworkers to know us, showing them our sense of humor by pulling a prank on them. We're going to involve Justin Moore. Mm-hmm. Tammy was going to insult Justin Moore.
Yeah, I was going to slowly say things that might be insulting, and he was supposed to get agitated as it went on, and the whole goal was to get him to walk out of the interview, which he did perfectly.
And we freaked all of our coworkers out. Nobody else was in on it except us and the guy who was working the camera, and we didn't even tell him what to do. We just said, don't turn off the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Keep rolling the entire time, no matter what happens. And it went epically.
Anyway, we have known you for a long, long time. We've been a friend since you first started, and it's great to see you out here. It's great to see you in California. You're my favorite little purse cowboy. You know that. I call you that all the time.
Yeah, it's. I figured that would stop by now, but yeah.
Seriously, it's cool. Really? Come on. I mean it nicely. No, it's funny. Purse cowboy's funny.
It is if it's not you putting your place, you know. If I said, man, you're a lot more average looking than I thought you'd be today. Irritate you, but
wow, you're getting a little. Oh, Justin, I didn't expect you to get that irritated by it. I thought you thought it was
funny.
Years
for you now, man. Come on, it'll be
first cowboy. Come on.
Are your feelings hurt?
Seriously, I mean, it's kind of getting old at this point, but you know.
Really, you're gonna pull an attitude right away?
Wow.
Seriously.
I mean, you started it.
Oh, what are we, five? You started it?
I'm not doing this.
Come on, Justin, come back. Seriously.
It's kind of run its course.
It was a joke. What do you
mean? The, that f***ed him off. Actually, I can tell what he wanted.
Interviews I've done, I was actually nervous. So you can see the whole prank. We reposted it on our socials, on Facebook, on KSWN and John and Tammy, and it's so good. It was so good.
Cannot wait for Country Fest tomorrow. Get your tickets at KSON.com. And remember, join us 3 o'clock at Baja Ricks, right across from Petco Park, because we're having a big old pre-party. All kinds of great Baja Ricks food. You know the bars are going to be open.
Plus, we're giving away Country Fest tickets and meet and greet passes for all the artists.
That's 3 o'clock tomorrow at Baja Ricks, and then we'll walk over to Gallagher Square at 5 o'clock and continue the party at our awesome KSON Country Fest. Details and tickets at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. On the eve of what is to be my final performance of Billy Joel's Piano Man on harmonica.
I like how you get the British accent because of that.
Tomorrow,
going away to an anniversary tour. Goodbye, Piano Man tour.
Remember when Madonna used to have that BS fake English accent for a while?
Yes.
It's like, yes. Madonna, you're from Detroit. Knock it off. Anyway, well, tomorrow at Baja Ricks, it's the Country Fest pre-party. We'll start things at 3 o'clock. I'll be playing Piano Man on my harmonica for the last time ever, at least in public.
The entire 2 hours?
No, good okay, Lord. Okay. I don't know what it'll seem like that okay. to you. As I've been doing all week, my farewell tour. This time, I performed live in an elevator.
Oh, my God. This was so obnoxious this morning.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Well, it was for her. Oh, my God. It's pretty early in the morning. That was a loud rendition so early this morning.
Well, we all had to wake up. I'm starting to see where you're coming from as far as getting a little tired of this.
Well, you know, it happens.
Baja Ricks tomorrow. Forget about me playing harmonica. How about just hanging out before Country Fest? 3 o'clock, we'll get the party underway. I cannot wait to eat the shrimp tacos, have a cold beer before we get out to Country Fest at Gallagher Square, and rock out to the Morgan Lee Band, and then Warren Zeiders, and then Nate Smith, and then Justin Moore. KSON.com. Get your tickets right now. We're probably going to sell out. But if we don't, tomorrow ticket prices will go up day of show. So get them now when they're cheaper.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Brenna is in Cardiff. What's going on, Brenna?
Hi.
Hey, what's the Cardiff kook wearing today? Did you get a look?
I didn't get a look.
All right.
Probably naked today.
Oh, well, cover him up. Brenna, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Tammy, get out of here.
All right, good luck.
All right, Brenna, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I'm going to remind you, Brenna, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
James Vanderbeek was unmasked this week on The Masked Singer. James became a star playing Dawson Leary on this TV show. What is it?
Dawson's Creek.
A list of the best dumb comedies of all time includes this Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels movie where Jim plays Lloyd Christmas and Jeff plays Harry Dunn. What is it?
Dumb and Dumber.
Shaq is getting his own Slurpee. It's called the Shaqalicious XL Sour Pineapple Slurpee. What store is famous for the Slurpee?
7-Eleven.
Happy birthday to Holly Hunter. She is the voice of who in the movie The Incredibles?
Oh, Elastigirl.
And finally, the new trailer for the John Wick spinoff, Ballerina, has been released. There have been 4 John Wick movies. What was the name of the 4th?
Oh, I have no clue on that one.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Brenna, I am of the opinion that the best orange juice in the history of orange juice can be found at Seaside Market in Cardiff. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, they have some good OJ.
It's
sure.
The best OJ in the history of juice, Brenna.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay.
I'll have to bring you some from my house sometime.
Oh, God, here she goes.
I'm just saying.
I have the best oranges in the entire state of California. Okay, please do.
I will. When they're ready, I will bring you some juice.
Okay, jar. All right. Anyway, Brenna did 4 out of 5, Tim.
Ooh, nice job.
Real good job.
Ooh.
James Vanderbeek was unmasked this week on The Masked Singer. James became a star playing Dawson Leary on this TV show.
Dawson's Creek.
That is right. 1-1. A list of the best dumb comedies of all time includes this Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels movie where Jim plays Lloyd Christmas and Jeff plays Harry Dunn. What is it?
Dumb and Dumber.
That is right. Brenna knew that. 2-2. Shaq is getting his own Slurpee. It's called the Shaqalicious XL Sour Pineapple Slurpee. I think Shaq might be one of my favorite celebrities of all time.
Yeah.
He's just such a character.
Mm-hmm.
What store is famous for the Slurpee?
7-Eleven.
When I was younger, my dad took me to see the Timberwolves, Minnesota Timberwolves play. Through a connection, we got courtside seats. Never sat courtside before or since. And they played the Orlando Magic when Shaq was playing for them. I mean, we all know he's tall, right?
Yeah.
When you see him in person at his level, it's almost superhuman how huge. He's a huge, giant person. It's crazy.
One of the best pictures I've ever seen is Kevin Hart standing next to Shaq. It totally looks like it's photoshopped because it's so bizarre.
Anyway, it's 3-3. Happy birthday to Holly Hunter. She's the voice of who in the movie The Incredibles?
She's Incredigirl.
You okay over there?
Elastigirl.
Okay, what's your answer?
Elastigirl.
Elastigirl. Brenna knew that too. 4-4. And finally, the new trailer for John Wick spinoff Ballerina has been released. There have been 4 John Wick movies. What was the name of the 4th?
I believe it was John Wick 4. No?
How can you be so incorrect? John Wick Chapter 4?
Oh, jeez.
All right, today, Brenna, it's a tie, 4-4, and unfortunately, all ties go to Tammy. So no money for you from Tammy, but we've got a great prize for you.
A pair of tickets for Boots in the Park. It's at Waterfront Park, April 5th, and stars Old Dominion, Chris Young, Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee.
Or, that's awesome.
All right, Brenna, have a wonderful, wonderful time, a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.
So, John, you've been poking at me, saying that Warren Zeiders, you know, made me all flustered and goofy and silly, which he kind of did. But I want to remind you, the very first time we met Warren Zeiders was at Stagecoach, and he ended up flustering you as well.
Is there one thing you can take out of your experience today that you're going to like keep building upon and as your career builds, which clearly it is?
I think for me, the reoccurring thing I keep thinking of is 20 minutes wasn't enough.
And right.
I'll be back and I'll headline.
Hell yeah, you will.
That's a good album title.
20 minutes isn't enough?
Didn't you have the 717 tapes? Isn't that what? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
20 minutes isn't enough. Or maybe a song. I don't know.
20 minutes ain't enough.
All right. Warren, it's
maybe a little epilogue to a song.
That's what your girl would say.
Yeah.
Would she say?
Or would she say, please, God, get him off
20 minutes,
me.
Get the hell off me already.
Oh, yeah. You're the best. You're the king. You're awesome.
Oh, all right. I'm so flustered, Warren. It's been real fun meeting you. When you leave, I'm going to do like 50 push-ups to punish myself.
Warren Zeiders, bring it up, man. Stagecoach.
I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you, man.
This was one of the most fun interviews of the day.
I want to do push-ups to punish myself,
okay,
Warren.
All right, yes, I know.
I'm all hot now, Warren.
I'm going to do push-ups right now so I can get buff enough to beat my own face for saying that thing to him. Okay, bye-bye. It's been so fun talking to you, Warren. God.
I know, it's him. I'm telling you, it's him. I told you before, it's not because he's, like, on my wish list or anything like that. It's when he talks to you, the way that he does it, all of a sudden you're kind of sucked into Warren Zeiderville, yeah. and you're just... Mm-hmm. You know, you experienced it. I think you forgot about that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I will say
really?
This. Warren Zeiders is part of our big old KSON Country Fest tomorrow at Gallagher Square. There are a few tickets left. Don't wait until tomorrow because ticket prices go up the day of the show. Get them right now. Maybe you have payday today. Boom. KSON.com. You got Nate Smith, Warren Zeiders, our local favorite band, the Morgan Lee Band. We're having a big old pre-party at Baja Ricks before starting at 3:00 where someone, maybe, why not you, is going to get meet and greets to meet all of our artists tomorrow afternoon and evening.
Yeah, we'd love to hang out with you before the show. It's just fun, right? And it's going to be a beautiful sunny day and a great atmosphere. And maybe you'll be like me. Maybe you'll be like John. You get an opportunity to meet Warren Zeiders and you're sucked into the Zeiderville.
The Zeiderville.
The Zeiderville.
Tickets at KSO.
Warren, I don't know what what's going on? All right. I swear to God, happens.
Reel it in. KSON.com. Get your tickets right now. We'll see you at Country Fest tomorrow. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. I hope you guys don't mind, but I don't want to bring anybody down, but I want to just take a moment and share something. Yesterday was the fourth anniversary of my father dying, which I still can't believe the sentence just came out of my mouth. Isn't that weird? 4 years later, I still was like, what? And I knew it was coming. And yet it still snuck up on me. You have to know what that feeling is like, Tammy. The anniversary of your mother's passing was recently.
Just a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it feels like for you still? Just like, you know, it's coming.
It changes every year. The first few years are very different than the middle and the end. And sometimes 1 year it'll be really hard and then 1 year it'll be okay.
I'll never forget that day for many, many reasons. I mean, I told Tammy it was the most devastating / I forget how I said it, but beautiful thing I'd ever been a part of. Just my sisters and my mom. And me, together with my father in his living room as he passed away. And I don't want to get all preachy, but I'm bringing this up because I cringe now when I hear about families that don't talk to each other for whatever stupid reason. Because it is a stupid reason. I mean, in the long run, it's family. And I feel now that I'm in a place that my father would be so happy with how tight we have become since he passed. We were tight before, but my family's a whole different dynamic now, and I'm a different person now, I think, because of that. That day really changed me, and I just want to take the time just to say, don't let stupid stuff get in the way of what's really important. That's your family, for whatever reason, and maybe it's a very important reason to you, and that's why you're fighting or not talking or blah, blah, blah.
No, John, you made a good statement when you said it is a dumb reason, unless something's been horrific. It really is. And even if it's horrific, there's a path out of that.
I have a friend that was telling me that they don't talk to their families anymore because of who they voted for. I'm like, what are you talking about? I guess I am preaching, but I'm begging you, if you have a situation like that in your life, mend the relationship.
If it's all about stuff that you cannot control, let it go. What do you love about that person?
Right.
Do you love that person because they were your dad and they took you to baseball games? Who cares what other stuff is? Love that person for what you love about them. You don't have to take on anything that you cannot change and have nothing to do with.
You're so much better at your job than I am.
Oh,
Succinct when you say things. It's so great. Thank you for that. And yes, you're right. And I mean, my sisters are maniacs. But they're fabulous maniacs. Mm-hmm. I love them unconditionally. I don't know. I just wanted to say that. You guys have been with us for, 15 years almost in San Diego. You went through my dad dying with me 4 years ago. I was on the air 2 weeks later, and I told you the whole story. And you were so kind and loving to me. And I want to remember that feeling about my dad passing. And I just know, I mean, my dad was so about family. So I know how happy he is seeing us together. So I don't even know why I'm saying this.
It's important to acknowledge, John. And I love that you're bringing it up because now more than ever, this or that, right or wrong. And we're all tired of hearing it. And look for something that you love about someone and just hang on to that.
Thank you for that. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.